Today's Christmas Day, 2018, and this is Life Words, Day by Day. Merry Christmas. I hope your home is bustling this morning, that your living room's a total mess. Isn't that the best? I mean, look, I love receiving gifts. And if you'd like to send me something, the address here at our studios is P.O. Box 6, Conway, Arkansas. I'll be accepting Christmas gifts at least until July 4th, 2019. At least. There's nothing better than getting a gift for somebody, but there's really one thing that tops that. That's giving a gift. I love to watch people tear into paper wrappings, open the box, and watching the expression on their face when they get exactly what they want. I just don't think anything beats that. God's given you a perfect gift today, a wonderful gift, one that you could never earn, one that you could never work for, one that you could never be good enough to deserve, and one that you can't ever pay back. When he gave us Jesus, what he really gave us was himself. He gave us a way to become his friend. He gave us a gift that gives us the security of always being part of his family. And because Jesus is a gift we can't earn, he's also a gift we can't ever lose. What a gift. What a wonderful Savior. John said it this way in 1 John 3:1-2. This is your life word for today. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed on us that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. He's our greatest gift today, a gift like none other. He came into the very world he created, and that world didn't recognize him. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. But to everyone who believed on him and accepted him, he gave them the right to become children of God. They're born not with physical birth resulting from human passion, but a birth that comes from God. So the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we've beheld his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. And here's the finality of all this good news. He'll come back one day too. His first entrance was quiet, pretty unremarkable. But the next time he comes, every eye will see him and every voice will confess to this fact: Jesus Christ is Lord. From the Life Word team worldwide, broadcasting in 43 languages to 121 countries and to a potential audience of 1/4 of the world, we pray that you'll have a very Merry Christmas, and that you'll walk with Jesus day by day.